Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
You're on The Bert Show.
So Jill joined us last week. If you've listened at this time, you already know the story. She tells us on Wednesday or Thursday that she's in love with one of her customers. She's a bartender or something. She's in love with one of her customers who comes in all the time. Sometimes right. With coworkers, sometimes alone, and sometimes with his wife and kids. She tells us that she's in love with him. So then we say, well, there's nothing you can do about it. You're going to either have to deal with it or quit your job.
Because the idea was that it was not reciprocal. Like, he had given no indication.
Right, none.
That he was as interested in her as she is in him.
But she did say one night she came really close to leaning in and kissing him.
Right.
So they were having an intimate enough conversation that she felt like that could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
She was overwhelmed with her urges.
So the show and the listeners kind of advised her, like, look, this is your problem to deal with. Keep your mouth shut or... either, don't say a word, or you've got to quit your job or whatever. But you can't bring this on him. Because her big idea was, well, I'm going to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to warn him that these feelings exist. And so we get off the phone with her the first time. We said, don't do anything. Then she calls us back the next day and goes, look, I just want to give you guys a heads up. I know what you said, but that wasn't the right advice.
Mm-hmm.
Of course
on account of it not being what I wanted to hear.
Exactly. Right.
So he came into the restaurant with his wife. And when he got up to use the restroom, our bartender friend Jill followed him to the bathroom and said, hey, listen, I need you to come in sometime tomorrow when I'm working because I have to talk to you, but I can't do it in front of your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So come on in. So we all went around the room and kind of took guesses as to what might happen when he came back in. Melissa, you said you're not even coming.
I was wondering if any of us thought he would actually show up. Did anybody think that he would show up?
Well, I didn't think he would show up, but if he did, that says a lot about his reciprocal feelings for her.
I think he showed up because I...
Shows a big sign. Mm-hmm.
I think he showed up because I think it's so far off of his radar, you know? Like, I think that somebody said, and I thought this, when somebody in here said, what if he wants to borrow money? Or if it was like a call out.
Even if he thought she needed money.
Right.
But even then, though, still, it's not his... I mean, why would you feel obligated? I don't know about guys, but I know that... As a woman, if there's somebody that's interested in me that I have no interest in whatsoever, there's a little bit of it that creeps me out. You know
what
I mean?
But see, I think women are on guard more often about advances in that way than men are.
Totally. And I think Bert has talked about this, and I've agreed with him, or I've talked about it, he's agreed with me. There's a weird thing. Like, there are situations where we have both walked away from encounters with women where our wives have said, she was totally into you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's totally flirting with you or something like that. And we're like, what? She's like, yeah. Because guys don't, if the guy doesn't have an interest in the girl, it's not even on his radar.
Because
the guys are simple. You know what I mean? So if a guy.
So if you really thought that some strange woman that you may have associated with and socialized with in a bar setting wanted money from you, that you would actually go out of your way to go back in to check it out?
Well, if it's somebody. If I was in his situation and I was a regular at a restaurant.
And that was the assumption.
And always had the for a year and had the same server when my, or, you know, always like the server was around a lot, whether I was there with my office coworkers, mm-hmm. with my wife or they're alone. And I have developed a rapport with this person, a friendly rapport, but was not attracted to them, then I would think, oh my gosh, I hope everything's okay. You know what I mean? I hope.
Well, and you and Bert both said that if somebody had approached you guys about it, the first thing you would do would be tell your wives.
Right. And then I would.
You say Jessica would be like, oh, you got to go in and figure out what it is.
Exactly.
I think it's, well, that's what my prediction that his wife showed up.
Well,
not him.
We can speculate, but Jill's on hold. She can tell us the whole thing.
Hey, Jill.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Was Jill on the voice disguiser?
She is now.
Okay. Hey, Jill, how are you?
I'm all right.
So how was your weekend?
It was okay.
And
so what happened?
He was supposed to come in on Friday, right? You asked him to come Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
And he did.
He did show up. Alone?
Yes.
And
he
how?
He came at the end of my shift.
Okay.
And I told him what I told you I would tell him. I had, in the past year, I've developed feelings for you, and they are making me uncomfortable. I don't want things to grow and get awkward for me or for him. And I would really appreciate it if there was any way that you could not come into the restaurant anymore. And he definitely didn't expect that's what I was going to say. He looked completely shocked and sort of didn't know what to say for a while. And
so
then,
you asked him, was that part of the plan that I missed, or was that something you threw in at the last minute? Like, I don't want you to come into the restaurant anymore.
Until the end of my shift?
That was the whole point from the start, because I don't want him around, and
okay.
I can't quit my job. That's the whole point. So he agreed to it, and he said, I didn't expect you to say that, but I'm glad that, he didn't say glad, but I can't remember exactly, but he was like,
Where are you guys when this conversation?
I can respect your feelings, and I will try not to come to the restaurant when I know you're working anymore.
Where are you guys sitting when this conversation goes down?
We're just sitting, at a table. It was like kind of past lunchtime, so nobody was really there.
Wow. Okay, so he said he would respect your feelings and try not to be there when you're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to, I didn't know. Did I miss something? Was that part of the plan all along to tell him not to come into the restaurant anymore?
That was part
of the plan?
Yeah.
All right. Because
I got emails from listeners who said that's illegal, right?
Well, it's illegal, but not only that, If this were me, speaking from a male point of view, I would be shocked at the beginning.
Happens to you all the time.
Sure. If I had no idea.
From experience.
But I think if I went home, I would definitely tell Jessica that story and go, oh my God. Because first of all, it's a badge of honor. Someone fell in love with me. But I would go home and I would tell Jessica, right?
Right.
That story.
Yeah.
And then I think, I don't know what her initial reaction would be, but over the course of the weekend, I know I would grow increasingly angrier. Like, wait a minute. You're telling me I can't come in? Because if he had no feelings for you, that's genuinely a favorite restaurant or bar of his. It's either really convenient or really good food or really something. I would grow increasingly angry that you're preventing me from coming into a place that's convenient and good.
And Jill, he said nothing about any feelings for you.
No.
Did he say, did he address that at all other than, okay, I respect the way you feel? What else did he have to say?
It was a very short conversation. He just pretty much left after that.
Hey, Jill, don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold, but we have somebody who wants to come in.
Hold on, I want to ask her one more question.
Okay, hold on, go ahead.
Did he come back in at all the rest of the weekend?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold because we have somebody who wants to make a comment on the voice disguiser.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear that comment, but it screws up if you're on at the same time. So hold on, okay? Hey, okay. Mary.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Jill is a complete moron. If she really felt this way, she could have kept this all to herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think deep down inside, she wanted to tell him this so that he would come back to her and say, oh, yeah, I felt the same way.
Yes.
She's an idiot.
She's
testing
him.
My boyfriend was telling me this story this morning, and I was like, you know what? I've got to call in because this girl is this type of person. And I'm telling you, women, they're all out there. She's the type of person that wants to wait until someone slips up and try to move in there. Well, she's a moron.
So she's waiting for the guy to have a couple too many drinks on the night he argued with his wife, and then she can, bam.
Absolutely.
I think it's just this misconception by certain people, and it's men and women, who once you fall for somebody, then it's destiny. It was meant to be. I can't avoid these feelings. I can't deny these feelings. I mean, they are here for a reason. Crap. If it's for a married person, stay away. Don't
How long
tell
have
them.
You been squashing your feelings for me, Melissa? Since 2002, right?
We've been together since 2001.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It's a long time.
How are you dealing with that?
It's hard.
I don't think that this guy's going to ever come back in the restaurant again.
I don't think so either.
I bet he's going to leave for good, and then I bet Jill's manager is going to be like, wait a second, what happened to so-and-so, the regular, who was spending a lot of money in here every single week?
Hey, Alan, welcome to the show.
He needs to do is tell his wife so that there's nothing can come back on him. And then the next thing he needs to do is take his butt in that restaurant, go to her boss, and say, look, this girl's a friggin' psycho. Get rid of her.
Maybe so.
Because she is screwed in the head.
See, I don't think that that's not going to happen. Like, that, for me...
He's already told his wife.
Yeah,
so.
But for me, like, that would happen today or tomorrow. Like, where I'd be like, I got to call her boss. Like, you're not going to tell me that I'm not going to go into the restaurant that's either right next to my office or close to my house or whatever he likes about it.
I don't know. It depends on he and his wife's situation, how secure they are. He might just be like, you know what? I just want to avoid this altogether.
Well, even if they, I mean, to me, I think the most secure is like, you know what? There's other restaurants. There's other bars.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is not worth a fight.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Heather.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's going on?
I think Jill is a lion. I think her whole story is false.
Okay.
Why? I think what happened was she has feelings for this guy, and she tried to kiss him, and he obviously wasn't interested. And so now, because her pride is hurt, now that's why she doesn't want him in there. That she's trying to punish him for not being into her.
So she's not making up the story. She's making up her motivation for...
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
Good theory.
Hey, Jill, is any of that true?
No.
Are you upset? No. Are you upset that...
I definitely didn't try to kiss him. I just felt like kissing him, and that's why I didn't want him around anymore.
So you just thought
about it.
I
didn't want
to
be around him anymore. I don't like the feeling that I could lose control and ruin something.
Are you upset that he didn't respond saying that he was in love with you?
No. I mean, I didn't expect him to. I don't even know what I would do if he did say that. It's not... I just want the awkwardness out of my life. I want the feelings... not there anymore, and I can't.
You realize you're breaking up with
unless he's not around me.
You're breaking up with a guy that you've never dated. You realize that, right?
Did you actually say the words "I'm in love with you"?
No, I said I developed feelings.
Okay, and what was the look on his face when you said that?
The total shock.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
What's up?
Hey, I own bars and clubs.
Right.
And if this person was working for me, I would fire her. They need to find her boss and let him know what she has done, because you don't take regular customers that spend good money with you every week and run them off. She doesn't have the right to impact. Mm-hmm. She does not have the right to impact the revenues like that of that business.
That's
she
a good
needs
point.
To go. And I just fired somebody not long ago who did the same thing. Some guy had a girlfriend. She broke up with him, but was coming to the club with her girlfriends all the time. He tells her she can't come in anymore, or her girls. They're there every week. He had to go. Mm-hmm. She needs to go. She's impacting the bottom line. She doesn't have the right.
That's a great point.
Because, Joe, you talk about it being a family, but it's a business first, you know? So
That's a solid point right there. Hey, Deanna.
Yes.
You agree with what Jill did?
I agree with why she told him. But I don't agree with the whole aspect of work. It can hurt her position. It can hurt the restaurant itself. So,
Why do you agree with her purging what she's thinking onto somebody else who is an innocent bystander, basically?
Well, I'm guessing that she's probably in her 20s, early 20s. I think that, you know, I'm also in my early 20s, and I'm also a waitress, so I understand having to voice your opinion, and it's more of a laid-back position. Oh, hold on, I got to turn on my radio. But, like, to get that out, to get it off of her, I understand that, but in the long run, it's going to hurt her more than it's going to help her because she just lost a good client, and, I mean, that's practically what waitressing is. It's selling, you know, your food and yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, your service, and it's going to hurt her in the long run, and it can possibly hurt the restaurant because he can go around saying that, you know, this is a crazy girl that works there, and she told me that she's in love with her, which might not have been her, like, whole point. It might have just been get it off her chest, and so she doesn't have to live with that.
Well, tell a
girlfriend. So you agree with her getting it off her chest, but just not in the way that she said, don't come here anymore?
Yeah, I agree with her getting that off, saying, hey, I developed feelings with you for you, all that, but I don't agree with her saying, don't ever come in here again.
See
she
that?
Could have said, she could have told her boss, I need to cut my hours up. I need to work dinners, not lunches, or something like that, you know?
See, I thought that's what she was going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought she was just going to say, I don't want anything ever to happen between us. So I have to let you know how I'm feeling.
Well, regardless, it's going to be an awkward situation even if he came into the bar the next day with her telling him.
Yeah, I just handle it. Don't, it's not, that's on your head. It's like we said before, I don't care how old you are, early 20s, late 30s. I don't care who you are. Just, you know, keep it to yourself.
Hey, Jill, we will stay in touch with you because if he comes back into the restaurant or you in trouble from your boss or anything like that, we definitely want to hear about it.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyways, for sharing your story with us. Sorry, really, zero people were on your side, but we appreciate you coming on.
All right. Well, thanks, you guys.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That's like thanking a cop for a ticket.
Yeah, thanks
for
what?
Thanking us.
Yeah. We gave you advice you didn't follow, so I don't know what you're thinking.
And then everybody beat her up and called her a moron.
This is The Burt Show.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $38.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.